We continue our learning of the Nishma Stavim and the Nachanush and the Chan Yaakov and Pinichas Aleo. We are in Adar in Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Bey. So the Mishnah asks, Ve'elu hei nidrei inu nefesh, which are Nidarim that fall into the category of suffering, of inu nefesh, that a woman takes upon herself? So we remind ourselves in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah told us that according to the Tanakhama at least, inu nefesh would be a woman who takes upon herself, she's not going to wash, or is not going to adorn herself with cosmetics. But Rabbi Yossi said, and it concluded in the previous Mishnah, Ein elu nidrei inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi felt that that's not inu nefesh. The fact that she's not going to shower, the fact that she's not going to put on cosmetics, that's not inu nefesh. Inu nefesh is related to food. And that is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. What's considered inu nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi? Ve'eluhei nidrei inu nefesh, I'm a woman who says, konam peiros ha'olam alai. She prohibits upon herself all fruit of the world. Harei zeh yachol ha'afer. The husband now, according to Rabbi Yossi, has the right to do ha'faras to darm to annul that neder, because that is a halacha, that is a case of inu nefesh, and therefore the hafara he does is bein la'atzmo, bein la'acherim. It's effective even for future marriage, even after they get divorced, because it's inu nefesh. He has the right to annul that neder when she says, I'm not going to have hana, I'm not going to eat any fruit. Peros medina alai, so yavi lami medina acheres. Let's say she takes upon herself, I'm not eating konam peros, the peros from this particular community, this particular state, this particular province are prohibited upon me. It's only a specific place. So he can't do hafaras nedarim there. Why? Because it's not eating nefesh. He could bring her peros from another medina. Some explain that that's only where there's no tircha involved. If there would be tremendous tircha tsar for the husband to try to find peros from somewhere else, so maybe he would have the right to annul that neder. That also may not be eating nefesh anymore. Maybe that would be considered beino leveino, which we'll see in a moment. What if a woman says, peros chenvani ze alai. Also, eidu yachol ha'afir. She prohibits herself peros for this particular fruit store, this particular seller, chenvani, a shopkeeper. So the husband can't annul that neder because he can bring peros from another chenvani and therefore doesn't fall into the category of inu nefesh, not suffering. She'll be able to eat fruit from someone else. But the Gemara says that if this neder causes tremendous tircha, trouble, and tsar for the husband, so then he has the right to annul them, not because it's inu nefesh, but because it's dvarim beino leveino. And what's the nafkamina, what's the practical difference, as we've said many times, that if it's beino leveino, so we can annul the neder, but it's only effective for this marriage, which would mean that if they get divorced and she marries someone else, so this neder would still be in effect. But let's say the husband will always take his parnasa, his food, will always go to the same shopkeeper, and he'll be able to buy on credit there. So that if she now prohibits, I'm not getting fruit from this chenvani, he won't be able to buy on credit. He'll be going to another supermarket, another fruit store, and he may not have the money to pay for it. He may end up coming home with no fruit at all. And then it's going to be inu nefesh. That neder that she took upon herself not to eat fruit from this chenvani basically means husband's not buying any fruit, and now she's going to suffer. Aha, so then, harei ze yafir. He now has the right to annul that, and that would be inu nefesh, and that therefore would be an effective annulment even for a future marriage. Rabbi Yossi. These are the words of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that if it's possible to bring the food from another place, so then the neder generally is not chal, and it's not inu nefesh. And therefore, that's the general halacha. Yes, im lo haisa panasa so mimenu ela mimenu zani kimi mefer. But in general, if the food can be brought from somewhere else, that neder is not chal. That is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi number one is telling us that the washing and adorning is not in an nefesh. Food is in an nefesh, but it's only in an nefesh if you can't bring it from somewhere else. Happens to be the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi, not only on the issue that, as from the previous Mishnah, that washing is also in an nefesh, and adorning is also in an nefesh, but they also hold that a woman who makes a neder and says, Hanas ploni alai, the Hanah from this particular person is prohibited upon me. So even though it's mutter for her to get Hanah from other people, that is also considered inui nefesh. So that's a big chiddush. So even though there are achim she get hanah from the fact that she says, I'm not getting hanah from this particular person, or maybe this particular chenvani, Rabbi Yossi, although Rabbi Yossi says that's not inui nefesh, that chachamim say, that is inui nefesh. Perek, Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Konam she'eni nenel abrios. We continue our discussion of Rabbi Yossi's position regarding nedarim. A woman says, I'm not getting hanah from brios, from people. So eino yachol lahafer. The husband cannot annul that neder. What does that mean? That's not inu nefesh. So the answer is no, it's not inu nefesh because of the baal. The Gemara says habal lav bechlal briosu. When she says I'm not getting hanah from brios, from people, she wasn't including the husband. Brios means other people, and since the husband can't support her, so then and she's getting hanah from him, so therefore he cannot annul the neder. There's no inu nefesh involved. V'yachola hi lehanos. Baleket uvashichacha uvapeya. And she can get hanah from the leket, the one or two stalks that are left of the purshicha, that which is forgotten, and peya, which is the edge of the field. So what does this mean? So one explanation means, even though she took this neder min habrios, this is a continuation. Even though she took a neder min habrios not to get hanah from people, she can take leket shichon peya, because this is not considered getting hanah from brios, because matnos aniyim are hefker. They don't belong to anybody. And since they don't belong to anybody, lager layasom vamanoyi, or so therefore we are the mission is telling us an additional reason why the husband can't do hafaras nedarim, which means the following. Even if what she can't get hanah from her husband, so what does it mean? What's happening here? So you know, what does it mean? Oh, by the way, the woman can get a hanah from leket shichar peah when she says, "Konam, I'm not getting a nehen el abrios." So we say, hold on one second. We said, you know why it's not included? You know why it's not inu nefesh? Because the husband can support her. So what the Mishnah is coming to teach us now is, but let's say the husband's an ani. Let's say the husband is poor and doesn't have anything. So now by taking an ed, I'm not getting a hanah from brios. She can't get hanah from anyone else. And her husband doesn't have the money to support her. So maybe that is inu nefesh. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that's also not inu nefesh because she can take leket shicha and peah. And there's another opinion in the Gemara this is not giving me a reason, a continuation of a konam einan ela labrios, but rather it's coming to tell us the following, another halacha, that let's say she's now divorced. And now if she's divorced, she becomes usher to her husband. And she took this neder, remember, when she took the neder, you told me it was not inu nefesh because it includes, because her husband could always give her hanah and buy her food, and even though she can't get from anybody else. But now that they get divorced, so now the neder is chal on everybody, so maybe you would say, well, now all of brios are included, her husband who she's divorced from now, and everybody else. So maybe now you'll say, so this is an inu nefesh involved? The answer is no, because she can get hanah from leket shicha and peah. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, once we mention something about matnos aniyim, we're going to teach you something about matnos kahuna. A person says, konam kohanim ulevim nehenim li. He says, he makes a neder, that kohanim and levim can't get hanah from him. Well, there are gifts you have to give Kohanim and Levim. What about Trumos and Masros? They can't take it from you. So the answer is Yitlu al Karcho. The Kohanim and Levim have the right to take the Trumos and Maser, respectively, from the Peros of the person who is Madir. And they can take it against his will, because Trumos and Maser is not his, it's theirs. They have the right to take it. What do you mean? Any Kohanim and Levim can come and grab it? Doesn't the person have what we call Tovas Hanah? Person may not be able to eat the Truma himself, but he has the right. Tovas Hanah means he has the right to choose to give it to whichever Kohen he would like. Well, guess what? He can't do that here, because he can't give Hanah to any of them. So the Tovas Hanah of giving it to someone of a Kohen of his choice also is not allowed. And therefore, they can come, whoever they are, the Kohanim and Levim, and grab it, seize it, Baal Karcho, against the will of the Madir, the one who took the neder. But let's say you said, Kohanim Elu Levim Elu Nanim Li. He specified the Kohanim and Levim that he didn't want getting Hana, so then Yitlu Acherim, so those Kohanim cannot take the Truma Maser, and other Kohanim and Levim can take that. So why? Because he only specified specific people, and therefore others can, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Truma and Maser by giving it to other people.